joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
You must have done something, because nobody, God ain't in this. You must have done something that's got you in this trouble. You better hear this preacher this morning. God did not want David to settle at Ziklag when just a few days later he would be sitting on the throne of his... Y'all didn't hear what I said. Now, David couldn't see it, so he's stuck there in the burned out ruins of Ziklag. But I want you to know God has plans for you, and he is not going to let you stay in Ziklag when your place is to sit on the throne of God. Am I talking to anybody in this house? Now, they're talking about stoning him. Isn't that funny? The rejects are rejecting the reject. In fact, the NIV says that these men were embittered. Now here, listen to what I'm about to tell you. I'm going to get to the good part here in a minute. These men were embittered. If you don't hear anything else I say today, or what the Holy Spirit says, hear this. The longer a soul stays grieved, it turns into bitterness. You have to get past your grief. I don't want to say get over it, because like Joseph found out, as soon as those old nasty brothers of mine showed up, I had some feelings come up. Now people talk about if you're truly forgiven, then you won't have any feeling about it. I got news for you. I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit human. You pray for my strength in the Lord, but I've seen some folks in the grocery store and I busted over to the dog food aisle and I don't even have a dog. Y'all hear what I'm saying? We talk about keep it real. Wicka, wicka, wicka. I'm talking about you better keep it real, because when it's in your heart, there ain't no sense in lying to God. He already knows how you... There's some people in this building are watching right now that you've let grief stay in your heart so long that now it's seething into a hard root of bitterness. I know what that tastes like. It's that nasty taste that comes back up in the backside of your mouth when all you do is have it flash through your mind. Does anybody know what I'm talking about out here? I know you can't raise your hand. I'm just going to say it again just for your sake. That the longer a soul stays grieved, let me say it like this. The longer a soul stays hurt. Jesus said in the last days, one of the signs of his return would be many would be offended. I've never seen the beat of people who are church hurt, but don't want to do anything about getting past it and moving on and letting that thing be a stepping block in order for you to move to another level. Because you got hurt at Walmart and you got hurt at the school and you got hurt by somebody rejected you. But when God gets in the picture, it's easy for us to dismiss him and say, I'll never go back. But have you forgotten it was the Lord who brought you out and gave you a seat at the table, somebody? You have to get past it. How many of you have been ever hurt in this building? Somebody said something hurt you. The rest of you are liars. Lying all up in the house of God. If you're going to lie, you ought to lie down there down the street at Popeye's. You ought not to lie in the house of God. That's the reason why we got dark seats in here, so we can't see the burn mark where God is going to burn you right there while you're lying in here. You better look at your neighbor and tell them you better not lie in this house. You better encourage yourself in the Lord. Come on, somebody. Tell them. Don't just sit there. Tell them in their ear until they look at you. You better learn how to encourage yourself, because between now and the coming of the Lord, there may be more hurts in your path. But I got news for you. I'm going to push past that, because the Lord has been good, too good to me for me to sit here and grow bitter. I visited the nursing home with those that have been bitter for a long time, and all it does is create a great rock inside of their life, like a painful kidney stone. I got news for you. I'm ready to cast it off. I'm telling you, you can't do nothing to me to keep me out of heaven. You can't do nothing to me to keep me out of church. After what God has done, He's been too good. I will encourage my own self in the Lord. Where do you turn for encouragement in these days? Woo! Where do you turn for encouragement? ABC, everybody's news around the world, whatever they say. CNN, the most trusted name in news. Fox News, whatever their deal is. How much encouragement are you getting after 30 minutes of that? Could it be that's the reason why you can't trust God, is because you're looking through the filter of what everybody else is saying? If that ain't enough, forget that. I mean, when I was growing up, 5:30, watch me date myself. Walter Cronkite said... That was the only time we got any news. We didn't know what was happening until he said something on the news, and we only got 30 minutes of that. Now, all you got to do is flip on your phone and you'll get more news than what you can stomach. Where do you go for encouragement today? Hear me. Before, you better listen to this. I think I'm preaching good. I think I'm going to buy this tape. I remember sitting in a seminar with one of the great preachers of our fellowship and one of the great pastors, Tommy Barnett, pastor of the great Phoenix First Assembly for many, many years. He said, you know what? I always quit on Monday because I know I can never quit. And here's a dated deal. He said, you know what I do? He said, one day I got sick and tired of hearing myself complain and other people complaining to me. So I sat down and made a cassette tape of myself, telling myself what a great guy I was. Tommy, you're preaching good. You're the greatest pastor that's ever been. He said, when I get discouraged, I just plug that thing in and I just listen to myself, talk to myself, and get myself encouraged. Let me just tell you something. If you got to put it on a podcast, record it on your phone, whatever you got to do, you better find yourself encouraging yourself. Because if you're looking to the new, hey, if you're even looking to the preacher, sometimes a preacher's so discouraged he can't encourage anybody else. Come on, somebody. So you got to learn in this hour to be able to step into Monday. I think I'll arise and look in the mirror and say, you're a good looking dude. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're the best preacher that's ever preached on the planet. Where do you go? Before you get your credentials, because books can't teach you some things. I love books, got plenty of them, but there's some things. Sister Shannon, people know they won't tell you how to run that daycare. You know, there's some days I'm sure you looked at them and said, hook it up. Come on up, come on in here and get you some two-year-old class today. That's the reason why I praise all those teachers and directors over there at PCA all the time, because if they threw me in that class, I'd probably lose my anointing right then, right there. And those are my two grandkids up in there. Come on, say amen, somebody. Before you get your credentials, hey, before you aspire to the title, I'm the boss. You know, in the kingdom of God, the moment you say you're the boss, that makes you the servant of all. You do know that, don't you? Before you go for the appointment, before you get the position, you've got to go through some things, some pain, and pay the price for the anointing upon your life. That's the reason why today I have people tell me from time to time, boy, one day you'll make a preacher. I've been doing this for 30 years. You don't know Genesis from Exodus. Praise the Lord. It's in your pain. In your pain. That you learn how to run the business. That you learn how to preach. That you learn how to live. That you learn how. Hey. Unless you're just totally foolish with money. One bankruptcy will get you back on. Stop paying your tithes and watch everything in your house dry up. You better hear what I'm telling you. We're looking at inflation. I told these interns the other day that just a few years ago, a TV program movie was on. We were watching it. It was a documentary, Trudell, and the news person came on, and it was with the facts of the day. And they said, today we are $1 trillion in debt. We looked at each other when we were watching that. And we said, well, that was a long time ago. It was only a little over a decade ago. You know where we are now? $30 trillion in debt. You better learn where your source is. And it's not in a stimulus check from the United States government. Listen, Dave, it was David that said, I'm old and I was young, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Look at your neighbor and tell him, encourage yourself in the Lord. I'm almost done with this. Listen, what do you do when discouragement sets in and makes you feel like you want to quit, feel like a failure, and feel like God has even abandoned you and those that are near to you have rejected you time and again? And listen, those that seek to avoid the difficulties will most likely never see the revelation of God's fulfillment in their life. Today, faith is used to get people out of the crisis, and it was God who put David in the crisis so he would not go back and rebuild Ziklag. He said, this thing is burned out so bad, I got to keep on moving. And the next stop for him was going to be Jerusalem, sitting on the throne that God had prepared for him. Many times people are robbing themselves of the greatest opportunity that God could ever give to them. And I'm just going to tell you, one day, trouble is going to be no longer avoided. And you'll feel like you're caving in. And you'll feel like you have no strength. But here's what Paul prays for you from Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by the Spirit of the inner man. You know what God said you're going to need from now till he comes? Strength on the inner man. I'm just going to tell you, getting out of bed this morning for the old 58 guy was a little bit difficult. So I stretched before I hit the floor. Otherwise, things start cracking, popping, and hurting. But I got news for you. While this physical man is fading day by day, my inner man is being strengthened when I encourage myself in the Lord. How many people know in this building that if you got the inner spunctum, if you've got the inner strength, if you got the inner man, you can make it?
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.